Psalm 92 and verse number 10. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. We were talking about David Sunday night, in that in his life, that there were three different times that he was anointed. He was anointed when Samuel came to his father's house and was looking for the king to succeed Saul, and David was the unlikely one, but he was the chosen one that was anointed that day. That was his first anointing. And then later on, he's anointed as king just over the one tribe of Judah. And then Sunday night, we were there, I think it's 2 Samuel chapter 5, where David had the third anointing as king. And this time, it was king over all of Israel. And you may have wondered, why would there be all these different times that he was anointed? Well, there was quite a span of years involved there. Maybe as many as 15 years that were involved in the span of time there. And so then when he's faced with this great responsibility as far as leadership in all of Israel, he needed not just the anointing that he received for Judah, or when he's just a young man, he needed this anointing that would be fresh for the circumstance or for the challenge that was upon him. Now, I'm just from this passage of Scripture, I'm just been thinking and meditating on the fact that that there needs to be for us all, me personally, and all of us, an anointing that is sufficient for the day. Sufficient for the challenges of the day that we are living in right now. It needs to be something fresh and something new for right now. Something from the Lord that is fitting and suitable for today. Now, as conservatives, especially Pentecostal folks that are conservative, anytime that someone wants to introduce anything that's new to the church, we immediately, our radar goes off and we start thinking, I don't want any of this new. I only want the old time way. I don't want anything new. Well, we're not describing at all, diminishing what God has done in the past. But we need, I think, to be reminded of the fact that God is just as real today as he's ever been. And that he has an anointing for today. That is a fresh anointing. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. That's what the psalmist David said. Now, it's important for us to distinguish between the things that are old and the things that are new, and understand that we never, ever are to veer away from the principles of God's word. If it's new and it's from God, it's always going to be within the parameters of God's principle. So you don't have to fear something that's new if it's fresh from God. But we need to ask the Lord, we are facing days like we have never seen before. And challenges that are just overwhelming when we see the things that are going on in our world, in our country, in our community. We need something new and something fresh from God. We really do. We need to understand that God is a God of the new. Now, just an example of new things that were not acceptable. You remember whenever they built the new cart to put the ark on. And that was unacceptable, and that resulted in the judgment of God because they built a new cart. They really thought they were doing a good thing. This is a good thing. This is an improvement. They thought it was good. David danced before the Lord, and all of his armies were there, and they were rejoicing over the fact that the ark was being moved. Well, you know that judgment fell on that circumstance. because they had placed that cart, that ark, on a new cart that was a man-made way instead of what God had already prescribed in his law as he had commanded. This is how the ark is to be moved. And there were to be those staves that were pushed through the rings, and it was to be carried by the priest. And there was a certain procedure that was given by the law of God. This is how the ark is to be moved. And so in that case, whenever you introduce something that is new, that is outside of the boundary of God's principle, then you're going to face trouble and problems. So just because it is new doesn't mean it is necessarily good. But that should never, ever cause us to stop seeking the Lord and asking the Lord, Lord, would you give to us a new reign, a new anointing, a new presence of God that is sufficient for this day, and that we would not make the mistake of thinking, well, I had the blessing and the anointing of God 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Why do I not have it today? We need to seek after, from the Lord, a renewed, fresh touch from God. Amen. A new anointing from the Lord. David needed a new anointing whenever he was faced with a greater challenge and a greater responsibility. And he received that fresh anointing, that fresh oil that was poured upon him that symbolized the power of God, the authority of God's presence in his life that caused him to be able to face the challenge. I think we all know we really are facing some things today. And there is truly a spiritual darkness and a spiritual drought, as we're discussing here tonight, that's great, and it's very overwhelming, unless we can just determine in our heart, Lord, would you give to us a fresh anointing that will be for this day and for my present need and my present circumstance. Amen. Glory to God. You say, I don't know about anything new. I like all the old. Well, do you know that Christ himself, just Jesus coming into your life, that God is the God of everything new, isn't he? Amen. When you get saved, it's the old life gone and everything new comes to you. You are new. Even being born again is described as the new birth. Everything is all new in your life. Corinthians says the old has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. God is a God of new things. He is a God of freshness and something that is needed for this present hour and this present day. Amen. So when you're born again, you're in the new birth. And Romans chapter 6 and verse 3 describes our walk with Christ as that we are walking in newness of life. Paul the apostle says that we become a new person, a new man. Colossians 3 and 10. And we've put on the new man. Amen. God is the God of new things. Praise the Lord. John said, behold, I make all things new. This is John writing as he's given the revelation. Behold, I make all things new. And Isaiah 43 and chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. That doesn't mean that the old isn't valuable, but in this circumstance that they were faced with, they were coming out of captivity. They had spent years and years and years in captivity. And now they are being set free from their captivity. And the word from the prophet is, don't let all of that old drag you down. But understand that God is going to do some new things. Verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Praise God. So the promise is for a new man, a new birth, a new walk, a new life. And to don't just hang on the old, but get a hold of something new for today, for right now, in your present situation. You may have been saved for a lot of years, and that's wonderful that you can give the testimony to the day you were saved, the day you were filled with the Spirit, to all the wonderful spiritual experiences. But why is it that you are spiritually dragging right now? You're not full of fire. You have no zeal, no love for God, no hunger for the things of God. It's because you need something that will be suitable for August 2012. You need something today from the Lord. Something fresh, something new from the Lord. Amen. Newness, that's I've described this a lot of times. I did Sunday morning about little children and babies and what they do. They add there's just everything changes in the household. Everything becomes different and new. And God brings newness into our life. And no matter how long you've known the Lord, you need some fresh new things from God. Amen. Nothing outside of the perimeter of God's word. I was talking with someone, it was Marty, earlier today, and he was telling me about a church not too far from him that the pastor wanted to be, upfront and real. And so a couple of years ago, he got in the pulpit and he didn't want to be a hypocrite, he said. And so he had a can of beer and he just opened the can of beer and drank it in the pulpit. And I want everybody to know that I drink beer every once in a while. I'm not hiding it from nobody. And so he drank a beer in the pulpit. I'm talking about a church with 1,500 to 2,000 people in the Cincinnati area. That's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about something new. But I do believe that God can give to you things new. I'm glad that we can study the Word of God and we can spend time in the Word of God, and God can speak to you something fresh and real right out of the pages of this book that's old, but yet the Spirit of God makes it new to your present circumstance and your present need. And I know many of you have had the same experience before, that you've read over passages of Scripture again and again and again, but then one particular day you read it and it's just what you need for that moment, for your present need, your present situation, and the Word of God becomes alive and it becomes new to you. Amen. The work of the Spirit of God. Glory to God. I noticed that there were at least 9 times in the Psalms that the psalmist said, sing a new song. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. 9 different times. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, I read from these different old commentaries just to get the idea of what they thought. First of all, Adam Clark, about that verse, he said, do not wear out the old forms. Fresh mercies call for new songs of praise and gratitude. Barnes, another commentator, said, so now new hymns of praise and new tunes in music are demanded to meet the ever-varying manifestations of the mercies of God. Matthew Henry, this is not out of modern commentaries, this is some old guys. Matthew Henry says, not that which by frequent use is worn, but the best you have. Not the threadbare, but that which being new is most likely to move the affections. A new song for new mercies. Well, that was in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. There's 2 old-time commentators. And so then I looked at the Hebrew word there when it says, sing a new song. It's the Hebrew word is the word kodesh. That's the way I pronounce it anyway. And it just simply means fresh. Amen. Now, I don't know what you all do if I just stood up Sunday morning and said, okay, I'm going to preach out of Psalm 92 in verse 10. And you probably all think, well, isn't that what he preached from Wednesday night? If you remembered. And then if I got up Sunday night and said, all right, tonight I'm going to preach from Psalm 92 and verse 10.
If this went on for a while, some of you would really begin to wonder what was going on with me. Something new and fresh. Do you know that God can speak to you from your word? And I believe that there needs to be a freshness and a newness to everything that we do. Now, does that mean that we don't sing old songs, we only sing new songs? That doesn't mean that at all. It just simply means that there is a freshness and a reality that we're not just wearing out the old just because it's old, but there's a freshness and a newness to the effect of it. Amen. And if you sing an old song, then make sure that there's a fresh anointing upon you as you sing it. Amen. Glory to God. And if you're singing a song that's new, then make sure that it also is fresh and real and new, and a fresh anointing of the Spirit of God is upon us. Do you know God does all these wonderful things new for us? New things. Glory to God. You know, there's a problem with getting into a form of godliness, and I thank God that when in meetings, of course, tonight is just our prayer meeting group, but sometimes in the services, and I'm not suggesting that we don't have a plan or an order for the service, but I just love it whenever God interrupts it. Amen. I love it when there's freshness and newness to the work of the Spirit of God among us. Matthew 15 and verse 8, he's quoting from Isaiah, and he said, "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." You say, oh, that sounds terrible. It may sound terrible, but it happens sometimes right here at First Pentecostal Church. Our heart's so far away, we're singing the songs, we don't even think about what we're singing about. We're raising our hands, we're worshiping the Lord, but to our hearts a million miles away. Our focus is not upon Jesus, our focus is not upon the things of God or the Word of God. And we can criticize others and say, oh, they just have a form of godliness. They just have a formality, but we have a form that we go through as well, and we need something fresh and new from the Lord. Amen. I just encourage you, whatever calling or ministry that you're involved in, ask the Lord, give me some freshness and something new from you. Walk into your Sunday school class and ask the Lord, Lord, I want freshness. I want something new for this day. I want a word from the Lord. Sunday school teachers, you know, we provide, you know, materials, quarterlies and all this, and sometimes we just lean so heavily upon these things that provided for us that we just, you know, Sunday school class has no life, no power, no anointing, no freshness, nothing new. And as a result, we're not accomplishing what the Lord has called us to. I believe that the Lord wants us to have things new and fresh. Sister Faye was talking about her garden and the need for you know, it needing water and needing. You know that there's nothing better than things that are fresh from the garden. If it's in a good season, we're not having that too good of a season this year, but there's just absolutely nothing better. I mean, you can open up a can of green beans from the grocery store, and you can do what you can to try to make them taste good, and you can make them fairly good. But there is nothing like freshness. Amen. Nothing like the freshness of that. And that's really how God wants to bless His people, with something fresh and new, an anointing that is fresh and new for today and for what we need right now. Remember there, the children of Israel in the wilderness, the manna rained out of heaven, and the command of God to them was, you just pick up just enough for each member of your family. You just get enough for them. And if you get more than what you need for that one day, except for when the Sabbath comes, then the day before the Sabbath, you can collect up enough for the Sabbath as well. But the other days of the week, you just get just enough for that day, because every morning
You need to have the reminder that you go out there and you get something fresh every day from God.
Amen.
Exodus 16. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather it, every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. Just enough for the day. Because God wants us to be feeding and enjoying fresh new things from Him all the time. Amen. That's the reason why that He demanded our best. That's the reason the law of God said, the first fruit of your increase, the very best, that when that fruit comes in, the first fruits belongs to God because it was the best. Amen. I believe that the Lord can give to all of us something fresh. You can, as I said, you can walk into a Sunday school class and that class can just be kind of the routine. Or you can ask the Lord, Lord, give me something new. Give me something fresh. Give me something for this day and for the challenges that they are going to face. Amen. Something fresh and real and new. God is the God of fresh and new things. Praise God. Amen. My wife, when she's looking for songs for the choir, you can sing, you know, the ones that you sang 6 months ago. Sometimes you do, but she's always looking for something new, something fresh, something that brings new life. And I think that applies to every area of our church, our lives, our ministry. We need freshness. We need the new to come. Amen. The new anointing, a fresh anointing that's real for this present time that we are living in right now. Glory to God. And when God starts new things, new ministries, new opportunities to touch the lives of people, then we need to step forward and say, praise God for freshness, for something new that God is doing. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you make all things new. And I just pray, Lord, that you'd stir up a desire among your people, Lord, for freshness, newness, a fresh anointing of your Spirit to rest upon your people. I pray, God, that you would just begin to work, Lord, through every ministry and every possibility that you give to us, Lord. Lord, that there would be freshness and a new word from the Lord. God, that you would just give a fresh anointing of your Spirit that would rest upon us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.